Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
This is Elder Care Radio, and welcome to the most informative healthcare program on radio today. We are Southern Utahns, and we care about our senior community.
It is yet another beautiful day in paradise. We are now at that ideal get out and do something time of year here in St. George, and we think you should get outside and do something. How about you, Andy? Do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
No, and I hate to rain on your parade, both figuratively and literally, but there's going to be rain today, tomorrow, and Friday, so...
We need the rain. That's beautiful.
We definitely need it. But
it is sunny right now, so...
It is.
Run.
Get out right now.
Get out.
If you do it in the next hour and a half, you should be fine, but then the rains are going to come.
Yeah.
Do you really think it is... I'm looking at clouds.
People are like, he's lying. This guy is lying to me. It's coming.
If it's coming in an hour and a half, then let's finish up this radio program. Everybody listen carefully. And then as soon as this is over, go ahead and go outside and enjoy, soak up as much of the sun as we can.
And remember, this is St. George. It might rain for an hour or so, and then the sun will come back out, and you can go back out and do something fun with your family. It is spring break for many of our kids, many of our college students, and it's the time to enjoy family in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. I got to ask you guys. I mean, you look like Richard's got a suit on. I mean, he's as pretty as a freshly minted penny over there. What's going on, Richard?
One of the opportunities that we have in our line of work is to celebrate life with people who have they recently experienced loss.
Okay.
So today we are going to a graveside in Laverkin, and we're going to go support the family and have an opportunity to talk about, you know, the great things that have happened in that person's life. So.
Right.
And Kayla, I didn't mean to slight you. You look really nice,
no,
but you always absolutely do. So I'm kind of used to that.
Oh, yeah, he's
usually kind of a bum, you know, so he's looking good today, though.
Okay. I'm glad this is the radio. I have a face for radio.
Oh, no. Richard, get after her. Tell her how pretty she is.
I have worked on that for a long time, and she is just very humble when it comes to that. She just doesn't want to accept any
accolades. Anyway, we're excited to share with this family, sweet family, and we're so thankful for the privilege of being a part of their journey. And, you know, we were really fortunate that he was a family member that was destined to remain in a facility, and we were able to facilitate a way for him to come home.
Oh,
we
good.
Had a special caregiver that works with us regularly actually move into their home with them and help care for this, you know, sweet dad, brother, uncle, father, while he experienced his end-of-life experience. And he came out of the facility, out of the hospital, knowing that his time was near and there was nothing more than he wanted other than to be in his home with his family around him. And we were able to provide that for him, and it was a beautiful experience, and we were privileged to be a part of that. And we're thankful that they invited us to the graveside. That was beautiful. We love that.
Yeah, recently, with all the COVID restrictions, there haven't been as many people gathering to go to these events. And so hopefully that's all going to change.
But we've been so honored to be invited to Zoom calls, you know, family Zoom gatherings and presentations of life experiences, and we've just met so many wonderful, beautiful people and had so many beautiful experiences. It really has been wonderful.
And we do get to be really close friends with the people that we're working with. I mean, we are involved in all parts of their life, and it's great to know that, you know, we've created these long-term relationships with people. So,
And I'd stop short at saying, guys, that I love funerals, but I love what happens at funerals or gravesides, because you're celebrating all the incredible things that this person has done in this lifetime, and that's the best part.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. Yeah. It can be a beautiful experience. And, you know, so far, they've all been beautiful experiences.
Well, and a perspective on that, obviously, you know, from where we're at, when we have a chance to be involved and the family has an opportunity to really get their mind around this process that they are currently going through, instead of having to go back and spend so much effort and agony and remorse over what they missed because they weren't aware of where they were at. You know, it's a journey, and we're either going to be looking forward or we're going to have to go back and look back on the journey.
So I do feel impressed to emphasize a little bit more firmly that this family did not have anybody that could move in with their dad to take care of him. And we were able to facilitate that. And was it what a blessing for the family and for this sweet gentleman it was that we were able to put somebody in the home where the family could regularly be there but not be the 24-hour responsible caregiver, which was just none of the families were in a position. Family members were in a position to do that. So whatever your needs are, give us an opportunity to help you resolve an issue, a problem, or a concern. But what a beautiful gift it was to have him around them. And, you know, before he got to decline too far, he was able to share some sweet stories and spend time with the grandchildren. And they talked about the grandmother and life experiences, and they really have some cherished memories that were they were able to
which wouldn't have happened if he was in a facility, right? Because there was still very limited visitation available. So so we just are very thankful for, you know, these great opportunities that we've had. Let's talk about a little bit of COVID good news. We haven't
COVID
done that
good news.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a little while, and I think it's time. It looks like all the reasons that the media and the politics have used to keep everybody in fear are kind of going away. Yeah. We still recommend washing your hands and still recommend staying home if you're sick, right? That all makes sense. But we have a few states that are now testing the possibility that it is completely safe to be back to the way things were.
Andy, what's your COVID good news?
Well, you know, Johnson & Johnson vaccine is now widely available. That's the one-shot vaccine. In fact, there are spots open today. If you go to swuhealth.org, you could sign up. I mean, like, you could get one in like an hour or two hours and go get the shot.
And the great thing about that is it does not have to be, it's not so fragile. The vaccine isn't so fragile. So they're able to more widely distribute it. So, and it's a single vaccine, so that's all good. Yeah.
And the health district is open to anybody who's 50 and over or has some pre-existing conditions, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So really, we've probably gotten to pretty close to critical mass on, you know, everybody who needs or wants a vaccine, because when you look at the statistics and the numbers, 94% of the risk patients, you know, the people at risk, it's all age-related, are 50 and over. If we can now basically address all of that, then there isn't a whole lot of concern at any other level. Now, there may be people at younger ages that have other prevailing conditions that could be a factor, and that vaccine is available to them also. So we should be in pretty good shape.
Right, and those are total numbers starting over a year ago, and we know that the survival rate has increased drastically. In Italy, it was as low as 85%, and in the U.S., it was 94% at the worst. But by November, those numbers improved worldwide. Today, the U.S. ranks in the top three countries for recovery rates.
So that's, you know, when we're at the top three for recovery rates anyway, and we're talking about recovery rates that are well over 99% for most age groups, it's, you know, we don't need to fear much. And aside from that, infection rates are going down in all age groups, not just in those that have been vaccinated.
Every dire warning of super spreader events in the recent past didn't actually happen. And with the vaccines now available for all those ages that are at any mortal risk, it's even more reason to get outside and celebrate, even if it's raining. Enjoy the rain. We love this community. The willingness to give, to help, and to pitch in is incredible. Neighbors looking out for neighbors, lending a hand, and giving of their time.
So this last week we received a donation. It's an electric adjustable hospital bed, and we want to pass it on to someone that could put it to good use. No charge. We'll deliver it. Make this as easy as possible. We want to find the most appropriate person to receive it.
An adjustable hospital bed not only makes TV watching more enjoyable.
It allows someone to sleep in an inclined position that may help in breathing, or it can help with back pain, you know, not having to sleep in that prone position if that's irritating for you. by raising your knees a little bit, it can reduce some stiffness in your legs. And I have heard that it may help with snoring. Now, Kaylee doesn't snore, so I have no way of testing whether or not that would help with snoring.
Yeah, but does Richard?
My husband snores very, hey. Very loudly. Maybe we should take the hospital bed, except it's a twin side and then size, so he'd have to go in the next room with it, and
which
I wouldn't
would solve
know.
The problem.
Yeah, then the snoring wouldn't matter, right?
It does reduce snoring, folks. It really, I can guarantee it will reduce snoring if he's in the other room.
I think we're getting a little personal here. I don't think we should be explaining all this stuff about ourselves. But the most important thing for many people, hospital bed allows you, if you have to help somebody get out of bed in the morning, if you have to help somebody else because they are a little unstable, that hospital bed, because of the way it closes up, helps them get into a sitting position so it's easier to transition to either a walker or
a wheelchair. Or a potty chair, whatever that case may be. We want this electric adjustable hospital bed to go to a good home for someone that can really use it. It is free, and we will deliver it. Give us a call at 435-477-6999.
If you need it, we want to talk to you. If you know somebody who you think could use it, let us know. We'd like to talk to them. And in truth, if we get a lot of calls and more people in the community are in need of these, then we'll figure out ways to make this happen. So we're just trying to help those people in the community.
Okay, cool.
We're also offering to Southern Utah Community Seniors a free home medical assessment. We know that many of you have been trapped in your homes and haven't really been able to see your doctor for a very long time.
So this has been a very difficult, 13 months now, for most of us that we've been isolated and attempting to stay at home alone during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Do you know there are resources available, and very often they are completely free for the elderly?
So Dr. Judy Caldwell and Dr. Melvin Carter are our medical directors, and they're a team of people that offer great palliative care in the home. They have extensive experience in senior care.
If you have found yourself struggling to care for yourself or a loved one, please let us help.
You would be receiving direct oversight of your medical care and conditions from a team of doctors that include coordinating with other primary care physicians. So if you have an existing doctor, we'll work with them. We'll send a skilled registered nurse to oversee your assessment and your medical needs, help with any pain management, medication management. They'll look at wounds, answer questions 24/7 days a week. They're available to deal with this. So if you have, in the middle of the night, if you have a question, you can call us and we can get that answer for you. And that includes weekends and holidays.
A nursing aide will help you with bathing, grooming. Maybe they can help you style your hair or give you manicures, pedicures, shave your face, give you a little massage, whatever it is.
We're just going to see if we can find things that the community needs. If you need a caregiver to provide compassionate service, caring visits to make sure your needs are met, then we'd like to do that, meal preparation possibly.
Or maybe just sit with your loved one while you take care of your medical needs, or while you go shopping, or even spend some time with your family or friends so that you can remain healthy and strong and continue to care for your loved one in need.
And if your needs include the need for a physical therapist or a massage therapist or an exercise assistant or just help in maintaining your mobility, then we want to bring those services to you. So let's see if we can make that happen.
You should remember, our doctors directly oversee each of your medical needs and meet with your team at a minimum of every 2 weeks. Care like that is not typically provided. We ensure that we are always informed and on top of each change that occurs medically in your life. If a need arises and you require a face-to-face video conference or an emergency physical visit, your team will coordinate with all the doctors, your doctors and our doctors, to provide visits for you.
So you'll give up nothing. This isn't going to adversely affect any of your insurance or anything else. This is our answer to helping more of you move forward and live a better life, especially in this environment, and to personalize care to what works best for you. So let us help. Call us, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, to schedule an appointment to find out how we can help you today.
And we can tell you more about the specialized attention that may be available for you. Just give us a moment of your time, and we will tell you what can be different in palliative care.
And that number is 435-477-6999. So we really want to offer that out there. And for you as a community, our listening audience, we'd like you to share that message with your neighbors and friends that that's available, because we think it is a vital issue to help, you know, keep our good health.
A critical part of good health care is tracking your care, keeping records of your vitals to see if there is anything that unhealthy arises. If there's a fall in your blood pressure or in your blood oxygen levels, to actually listen to your breathing and your heart.
Right. So we know that many of our seniors haven't seen doctors in years. Some of them, from the people we've talked to, that can be over a decade. And we know that it can be frustrating to make a call to a doctor's office only to find out that you have to wait 3 or even 6 months for an appointment.
Yeah.
So we're trying to overcome all of that. Certainly the insurance scramble is difficult. You know, what doctors can see, what patients under what insurance, what if I don't have insurance, how does this all work? This is insurance independent. Yeah. If you have insurance, fine, we'd love to see you. If you don't have insurance, we will still come out and give you a free assessment. We're not going to bill insurance for it.
We'd still love to see you. We really are just trying to bring the community a service. Our seniors need that one-on-one, hand-on-hand attention, and we're here to provide that for them.
So if you have a doctor, give us a call. If you don't have a doctor, give us a call. If you have insurance, give us a call. If you don't have insurance, give us a call. We're just trying to provide more care into the community than exists right now.
Right.
Okay. So, and just to let you know, we've been rolling out this program a little quietly, trying to make sure that we can manage it well. And so we're now ready to open it up to
the
whole community.
And it really has been incredible how many people have called us and taken advantage of it. And we love helping our seniors.
So for those of you listening to the radio today, give us a call. Or if you know someone that may benefit from a complete head-to-toe assessment, anybody in the elderly community, let us know. There's no obligation. We'd like you, our radio community, to get that word out. We're really depending on you, and we appreciate, you know, your loyal listening. So offer this to your friends and your neighbors. Let them know it's available.
If you've noticed somebody that's struggling to keep up with their ADLs, Richard, what's an ADL?
Activities of daily life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what does that include?
Well, that includes everything from getting out of bed to getting dressed to brushing your teeth to eating.
Yeah.
All the way to the end of the day where it's getting back into bed. If those are problems.
If you've noticed one of your friends, family members, or neighbors is struggling to just keep everything together, maybe it's a wife that's trying to take care of her husband who has issues, or vice versa, give us a call. We'd love to help.
435-477-6999.
Thanks, Andy. That's perfect.
Perfect.
You said give us a call like 4 times. I thought we better make sure to get that number again.
That's right. For those of you who don't know that number yet.
The easiest one.
Local area code and then the easiest number in the world. 4 on the left-hand side, 77 on the left-hand side, and then on the right-hand side, it's 6 right in the middle and then followed by 999.
I think it's probably important to many of for our new listeners to understand that we've been trying to introduce palliative care in Southern Utah. It's really the reason we started this company and why we're hosting this broadcast on Wednesday mornings here on KDXU. Almost every conversation we have, we try to explain what palliative is and what it means to us and what it can be to this community.
Right. So, and we want to share with you some of the aspects of this this word, this phrase. Palliative care can be the difference between living and dying. And I mean that literally. For those who've experienced a traumatic tissue damage, you know, some type of injury, certainly the tissue damage itself and the risk of infection are complicating factors that contribute to recovery. But it can also cause overwhelming pain, depression, and so many other things that can make matters worse and make it harder for the body to recover. Reducing the effect of those symptoms can drastically improve the outcome. For instance, an injury not only causes tissue. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I keep repeating myself now. So we really want to introduce this word and come up with ways for you to understand how that works. Palliative care, if it's done properly, where we're dealing with solving symptoms and reducing those, then we improve the healing time. We make recovery faster. It's less time spent in the hospital, less less time afterwards trying to recover. So palliative is a critical part of care these days. It's kind of the new frontier when it comes to solving medical issues.
Even when that very scary word of hospice comes up, great palliative care is the difference between living and dying.
Right. Living is finding joy in the world, no matter your condition. And we have had great experiences helping families in these circumstances.
Live.
To live. Yeah. This is our opportunity to live. We'll worry about dying afterwards. Let's put that off for as long as we can. But if all we worry about is the dying part, then that's not really the best use of our time and effort.
We have spoken to a number of people that have had experience in hospices with hospice here in Southern Utah, who came to believe that hospice is about dying, about pain management at the very, very end.
And just maybe a course of drugs. So we want to apologize for the whole industry because they haven't implemented palliative care in the hospice program.
And that's why we're here. Palliative care is finding ways to reduce the symptoms that can't be cured, ways to make life better, ways to make you feel better. Often it's not medications that manage pain.
And we are always looking for new ways to reduce those symptoms and help people feel better and to live. We want people to actually live a vibrant life. So here in Southern Utah, many hospices rely just on that group of pharmaceuticals to relieve pain or anxiety or stress. But ultimately, those medications just usually depress our systems. They don't make our life worth living. They just make our sleep less restless, right?
Yeah.
And so that's really not the best protocol most of the time. Now, there may be a time when medications are appropriate, and certainly that's a decision that the family and the patient need to make as to when that time is correct. It's not for the hospice company to come and say, okay, so now that you're on hospice, these are the drugs that you're going to be using, and we're going to keep that going and having somebody sleep the rest of their living days.
Right. And the definition of the word palliative care can be very, very different between those who are using that word. Medicare requires that the choice is all about the beneficiary. You have a right to request an evaluation before your doctor talks to you about it. You do not need a referral. And given the typical experiences in Southern Utah, many doctors aren't referring until the very, very end, the last, on average, 5 to 13 days. So if you are struggling with your ADLs, activities of daily living, if you know that you or your loved one has a chronic illness, perhaps it's time to give us a call and see if we can lighten your load, if we can make your burden a little bit easier and help you live the very best quality of life for as long as you can live.
Right. And so back to that definition of the word palliative, because it can be so broad, anybody can take a small portion of that definition and say they're palliative. Palliative can be pain management. And if all we're doing is providing a drug to manage pain, then that's technically palliative care, but that doesn't satisfy what we look at as improving life and making it worth living. So give us a call. Live longer on average, 435-477-6999. Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. Thank you.
Thanks great. For listening. See you next week or listen to us on the radio next week.
Yeah, great show, you guys, and you look so good.
Oh, thanks.
All right, that'll do it for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care show. We'll be right back.